Hello, the Spirit Means to the Prophet is the Word of God, episode 136. 136. So, we're going back to our fundamental scripture, and it is Hebrews 4:12. That is what we've been using all this while. So, let's say Hebrews 4:12 together, because you've been listening to me, and so you know how to say it. Let's go, Hebrews 4:12. For the Word of God is quick and powerful, and sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the dividing asunder of soul and spirit, and of the joints and marrow, and is a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart. And we're boxing it up with James 1:22. Come on, let's go. Let's say James 1:22. But be ye doers of the word, and not hearers only, deceiving your own selves. That is a serious word. Deceiving your own self. Deluding your own self. It's bad to be one who is deceiving others, but to delude your own self, self-delusion, no. That is not your portion in Jesus' name. And that can only happen, when you become a doer of the word, then it means that you've canceled self-delusion in your life. But I want us to pick one other scripture that says Matthew 7:21, which will help us, enlighten us concerning what he's saying. He says in Matthew 7:21, it says, Jesus himself said this. If you have a good Bible, it's in red. And he says, not everyone that saith unto me, Lord, Lord, shall I enter into the kingdom of heaven, but he that doeth the will of my Father which is in heaven. This is a true word, but it's an uncomfortable word. Because if you are one who is not a doer of the word, then this word is directly piercing you. It is coming for you. If you are not a doer of the word, it says that not everyone that saith unto me, Lord, Lord, Lord this, Lord that, he is my Lord. We sing, he is Lord, he is Lord. And with emotion and everything, tears are coming down. Person is kneeling down. When he gets up from kneeling and prayer is over, then he is in a hard place, or somebody comes to annoy you, or the supervisor at work is shouting on you, or your boss says something, or somebody in a meeting, a conference room, the group MD says something that you didn't like. What is your response? Because what you are full of should come out. So here you are, and then the one who said, Lord, Lord, should be able to also forgive. Because he says that we should forgive others. It's even in the Lord's Prayer. Forgive our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. So there are those who trespass against you. I mean, in this world, who will not be offended? Every one of us will have an opportunity to be offended. And sometimes the offenses are back to back. And when it comes from somebody you love, somebody you respected, somebody you hold in high esteem, and sometimes somebody says he said that about you, or you hear, or whispering, or something, and then it goes into your, it's so painful, and you want to reply, you want to show them that, listen, you're not dealing with a simple woman, you know, you're not dealing with a simple guy, do you know who I am? Yeah, that one wants to rise up. What do you do? Because your mouth is saying, Lord, Lord, but are you prepared and ready to also do his will? Be a doer of forgiveness. Be a doer of a soft answer, turns away wrath. Be a doer of the word. Are you ready for that? Or you say, please, let's put the Bible aside. This is no Bible. This is somebody who is just misbehaving. And when I manifest, he will never do that again. This will be his last chance. Yes, but if you go ahead and manifest, whenever Lord, Lord comes out of your mouth, it means nothing to them. It means nothing to all the people around you, your spouse, your children. Sometimes we say we wish the children could be do. Listen, you are the example. You are their Bible. You are the Bible they are reading. So when you throw tantrums in the house against your husband, they are copying. You see that it's manifesting in their lives. But when I say, Lord, Lord, I must also be the one who is doing what the Lord is saying. And I cannot find what the Lord is saying written in the air. I will find it in the Bible, in the scriptures. And we've done all that differentiating between what is scripture and what's the Bible. Because when you look at 2 Timothy, where he said, talked about scriptures, but the scripture is the scripture is God breathed, is given by God. So we have done all that. Okay, so if you've not and you do not understand what I just said, that means I have to go back into the previous episodes and dig in. You will find it there. You're so blessed, blessed, blessed. Bye.